Pues é que deixa passar a memória, como isto é o que eu quero dizer, deixa passar a Daniela Shane, mas eu sou fala. Ok. So today we're continuing in packet 6, J6. And the topic of the shiur is paper mekabel tuma. Okay? That's the question. It's paper mekabel. So what would you say? No. Shute kli'etz. Moshe, wait. What did you say, Moshe? So it's, what is it? It's disposable. 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 Disposable.
Maybe it is a clay, like a thin case. Maybe that's wax and that's the top. But here, sometimes it's not a clay. That's what they didn't rate as, and whether that's meant to last, and all sorts of factors. What that retaining paper? Paper airplanes.
Paper airplanes?
Paper airplanes. But then, oh, it's like trying to something. That's meant to hold, you know, that keeps for years and years and holds.
Wow, what do you
nice flat paper clips. See, that's the.
So basically, a paper.
No, what I'm saying, you have a paper, you have some, you have like a paper dish that sits there, you can keep it for 10 years and then use it. You,
yeah, like, well, you could have a cardboard box where you keep
like it. Like a little box where you keep something, you keep clips.
Paper clips.
Yeah.
So then it would be become.
It would be, but a piece of paper like toilet paper is not. I mean,
because it's disposable, or even without the disposable thing.
Don't feel like
doesn't
have
a base cable. Oh, yeah. You'll
see. I was like I was saying before, like people were saying that as far as on paper stuff, paper there's different types, obviously, you know, but like they'll be like they used to reuse. That sort of stuff, like scrape off the writing. You know, like,
yeah. Do it.
That way is.
Like when we talk about two thick leaves, we mean like a table, which at least, you know, it holds something, it does something. Paper is not at all. Flat paper is not holding or doing anything. So it's not.
Well, if you can write on it.
So is that a cleat? Just the surface on which the. Put information.
Right.
There's the information.
There's the information. Okay, so let's see. Let's explore. Now let's look in the Mishnah Kalim of Parak Beis. No, in the regular. Page 11. So it says, Kisui kade yayin v'kade shemen. The Kisoy, the covering of Kadiyayim Kadishemen, Kisoy Chavius Niyaros Tahorim. And Kisoy of the Chavius, the barrel, is Tahorim. Him his kino litashmish. But if you made it for a usage, tameim. So let's see the Bartanura. Kisui chavius the yars. Hashem mekabel the rusin of kinum neishayel. Kisui chavius shall have base kibul. In other words, so the kisui of their barrels wasn't just a flat thing. It was like a receptacle. So it had a base kibul. And in the yaros that you cover some other type of kli. So it's mashma that if you make it into a base kibul, then it would be mekabel tum. That meaning your his kino l'tashmish. And the Bartanur explains that means a base kibble. Because you made it with the receptacle. So then it is humane. Take a look now in Kalim Perkin Zion on page 13. Osa kli kibul mikol makom. Tame. Okay. So you make a kli kibul tame. Osa mishkav u'moshav. So that's a mat that you sit on. So that's a mat is mekam batum because that's tum mishka v'moshav. Tame also kiss me or hamatzel. He made a kiss like a purse from some type of leather, a leather purse. Min haniyar tame. Martinu says min haniyar ha'asui. The other page. So, if you make a kiss from the near, so then it'll be tummy, right? Because but the so it is that it all has to do with receptacles. But if it's not a receptacle, then it's not. Mikabel Tum. Okay. So the simple pshat then would be mashma that it has to have a clay kibul. If it's not a clay kibul, then it wouldn't be Mikabel Tum.
The last word of the is
Mahaniya, also Mayasavan. Mayasavan, okay. Okay, so that's. Now, we have to see one more thing before we see. Poskim, take a look now on page 17, the Rambam Hilchos Kalim. So let's see what it says. Culture who orog, anything, you're with me on page 17, that was Kalim, Perak Aleph, Allah Yer Aleph. Says, Culture who orog, may meet Semu Pishtim, may meet Tamvas, or me Meshi, or me Shadvarm, Hagadalim, Beyabasha, who Hanikra Beged Li Inyan Tuma. So anything that's woven, is a bit could be a beged. The halavadim keep godim l'chol dover. So levadim, what does levadim mean? So levadim, it's not woven, but it's pressed. In other words, the different things, different asavim, different things that you have are like pressed. There's no weaving, you know, with a you know, like you would normally weave a beged, but the Rambam says that even if it doesn't have the woven thing, that levadim can be godim l'chol davar. Vodim of the Godim Lucholdom. Okay. So it doesn't have to be woven. It could be, you can have stitches and things together that are prepped together, and that also is a beggar. So there's a famous tshuva from the Nodi Yehuda. Let's take a look. Page 16. So take a look at the note of Yehuda here on page 16 in the packet. Onam, le'inyan shar tumas, afshe kasafti, sha'asovim, sha'enam, machal odam, enam kabel tumo, ha'inu chimo shehem. Aval masam mehem begodim olavadim. V'cheniya asuim vibluyei stechavos. So the asavim are not, if they're not machal adam, so then they're not mekabel tuma. But if you made it a beged out of the asavim and you pressed it together, that's how they used to make paper. They would make, they would take like different asavim and they would press it together, and then that would be, that's called levadim. And the Rambam says levadim is like, has the status of a beged. Kosher orog ben mitzem ben pishim ben canvas, shadron mgdim yahu nikra beged, lin yutum of a levadim, kibladim choldoch. So he says, "Miata ifshit sveiko the room malosov in the yard bein masavim kavachomer biblui svachos." You have from asavim or from other materials is. Is is Mekabel Tuma. So that's the another view of the Shita, that paper is Mekabel Tuma. That's how, see that how the, it says, Im Niyahu, Dover Makabal Tum, Tommy Vinagor, Biksom. Right? That's the truth of the Nod Yehuda. It's near Makabal Tum, Nafkamida, whether it's Mitame, Fiksom, if you have a Kesem on a near. So he says that it is because Levadim Kibigodim. And Rabbi Borgen?
Completely
written
nowadays is pressed from
the
southern.
I don't know. Look in your, what is this? Rush date in your Wikipedia. What's Rush date?
I know that I've made it before, like that we did as like a project, like in first grade.
Yeah.
That's how, like,
yeah, what did you do first grade? Let me hear.
He took this mesh sort of thing. We had to cover it with pieces of stuff, and then we took this machine and
smushed
water and smushed it down.
Smushed.
And we had a piece of paper.
Okay.
How little.
So you said it was a Chuvus no debuta. That's what the teacher told you. It was a Chuvus no debuta.
That's my first grade bar.
Next word is God. Yeah, Shuvah is no debut. So what do you say to this Shuvah is no debut?
Just like passing through to this point in the packet, I saw the Rambam seemed to say that to make a kli kibbel from the yard from Kabbal Tama, even though the yard itself is not Kabbal Tama. So I'm just like wondering how that fits in with this and like what does that even mean?
Who are you quoting?
That was the Rambam on the previous page here.
Who are you quoting?
I don't know.
What are you quoting to me, the Rambam? Why are you quoting me, Sidri Tara? Who are you quoting? Come on, who should you be quoting? Don't call me a Rambam. Don't call me a Sidri Tara. Who should you be quoting? What? Mishnah. We just did the Mishnah that says it has to be a... Right. So it has to be a base cable. So the Noda Yehuda can't... Noda Yehuda was a great man, but he can't go against the Mishnah. He's not a Tana.
Woven stuff, I understand being a base. Was talking about the, you have something woven, then there really is like little spots that are pressed. I'm not too sure.
Oh, so one second. So, but you're all right. You guys are all right. The Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, and the Sidrei Tara is going to ask on the. On page 15. Look at page 15. Page 15, the second arrow. Okay, the minutes are near Shalay the Dikov Kinuach, and Shah Allah, and Yashua, close to the other. They to Mashiach Benir. I got to do my Benir. Smash me on the cell phone. My shaking Benir, you don't show me not some beggar, pitched him. I'm looking near Dane Hillock. I beg pitched him, Nitran, Parim Kadosh Balkan. My Shahik Shabbatos is young, the Volkosha Media. Venir, this time meet say, Mishnah Tezvav Perak Yidzayin, the Mishnah based cable, Afanir Tame. Shemach, it's a Mishnah Tar. A close Mashay will be skibble Tar, Afanir Didan. She's a Michal Beckett, or she Tommy Akosif. Right? So it's not a Beckett, and it's not a mat. The mat is Roy for Yeshiva on the mat. It's not a mat. So that he says, so how can. So he's asking Akasha. On the people that say that Nir is Mekabel Tumah, like the Noda Yehuda, Midin Levadim. So that's his kasha. So the Sidrei Tara is basically saying that the Noda Yehuda is against the Mishnah.
We'll
see. Now, what's the idea that so we have to answer the kasha from the Mishnayos?
Your location.
A location.
Right.
Like Baltimore. Okay. But clearly not a simple shot is that it's not a location. Now, Chazanish on page 22, last two lines. Gagin Shalom Gam Loshem Beged Hainu Shem Hamin Loshem Beged Meshamish Gam B'Michzah Kalin Ufirsu Alav Beged Tchelis, right? In the Mishkan, right? So Beged doesn't mean something necessarily wear, something you're something that has other uses. Doesn't have to be if you something you cover up a tablecloth, that's a beged, even though you don't cover a person. So what about a paper? In other words, the early Rude quotes the Rambam, Levadim Kibgadim, but maybe that's only if they're a cover. Whereas, but this is not a cover. So first we have to prove that at least it's a beged. So look in the Chazanish now in the supplement on page 12. It's the same Chazanish, right? Is it the same one? Where was the other Chazanish? Page 22. Yeah, no, it's the same one. So, but his point is Boston Begum Shamishkam Mr. Kalin. So he's saying beggar doesn't have to be something that a person wears. He says, "Hanami b'niyah hamsukan l'shar tzrachim." This could also be a beged. He says, "Efshar d'olam ein shem beged nof amrid chazanish nof al vush ha'adam ella al hamid." How do you understand that?
It doesn't matter how you use it; it's just material.
Material, then you have to use it for something.
But for anything.
For anything. Right. So anything. Anything that has a use, they use it for. So then a paper could be a beggar because you use it for something. So then the note you do makes sense. You have the niyar, writing paper, toilet paper, or any paper. Is Mekabel Tuma. It's a beged. And it wasn't woven like a beged, but Levadim is Kibbegadim.
Why not as a cover for apparel? In case of the Mishnah?
Oh, so I'm going with Moshe Gordon Shlita says, but we still didn't answer up the Mishnah. Because if this is true, then it doesn't need a kli kibul. It has a use even if it would have a kli kibul. Could be a bag. That's a bomb kasha. No? It's been a kasha, he says. He's a chavrusa. You taught him all he knows, right? So what's the answer? The deets.
Maybe because over here.
You know Rav Deets from Ocean Park?
I don't. I'm really.
I probably ask you.
Usually not really. Maybe because over here the lid is like specific, not cobbled. So the lid is has a use, but that use is specifically not to be carrying something. I mean the base keyboard on bottom. Is specifically not a base keyboard while over here. It's not the paper is could be used potentially for something, you know, you could make it for something. Whatever here has use, that's specifically not from a couple of tokens.
Say again.
I'm saying that we're saying that piece of paper has a use.
So it's good. It has a use.
It has a use.
And all you need is to have a use. So it has a use. It's good. So it should be a begging. But it's still against the Mishnah. That's what Gordon said, what Moshe Gordon speaks. So, because the Mishnah is actually only Misakim Tashmish. But so that means, and Bartanu saying it has a base keyboard, but even if it didn't have a base keyboard. So what's the answer? So the note of the Sidrei Torah says there is no answer. He disagrees. He says it's wrong. So the answer to this question is found in a sefer called Shivas Tzion. So let's see if we can find that sefer. Page 2 of the supplement. But before we get to this, to page 2 of the supplement, there's also a sefer called Malbushe Tara. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, let's do the Shivas Tzion. I apologize that when I made these packets, I didn't make... Now every packet I make, I usually also Xerox the Shar block. But in the old style, I just wrote the name of the Mechaber. But I think it's good to see the Shar block. So that's my style now. Every packet also has the Shar block, unless it's a very famous safe thing. So this Sefer Shivas Tzion was written by who? Hagaon Moreno HaRav Shmuel Landau, the son of the Noda Yehud. So he here is going to defend his father. That's a good son. He's defending his father. What?
Shabbos
Tabletop. What? That's how you go. Yes. Yeah. I guess to know the view of the Shabbos table. It's very precious. No, the view was, I'm telling you, don't let Polish, when you're learning halacha, you have to know all the know the Yehudas and the Chasam Shalfas. That's like bread and butter of halacha. Before you learn halacha, you're learning, when you're really learning halacha, you're learning all the Chuvas, Chasam Shalfas, and Chuvas, know the view. Of course, the Chuvas Sedeshans and the Beis Yosef and that. That's the difference when you're learning halacha seriously or when you just, whatever. Before you learn, you learn, those are the meat and potatoes of halacha. Okay, so let's see what he says. Michtavo hinim higiani.
The Nodav Yehuda
says that if you have a kesem on paper, that's logar levadim. Again, levadim means you didn't weave the beged, but you took separate pieces of material and you smushed it together without weaving. So that's what paper is. You take a sovim and you press them together. But so you need two things. You need the physical way of making it, and then you need that it should have a use. Right? Those are the two things. The physical aspect and the fact that there's a use. So beinian kesem nimtzal liyah v'hela de lo gara milvadim de kabli tuma. Ad kan tocha dvar v'kdoshim. V'lo avinosi, de behedi mevur barambam, da niyah atzma v'inim kabli tuma im lo asam imenu kli. Right? That was your question. Nine time in the little dummy of Vadim, the veneer, Panachadosh Bokan, etc. Baneer's deity, Divre, Adoni, Mori, Rabbi, Agonza, Tal, Shiririn, Vikayomin. He says, my father knew what he's talking about. Mitchila Tarikhani Lakdim Shakol, Dover Hamucha, Lichtova, Labidio, Kunim Sholchon, Hazal Beshem Nier. Anything that you write on is called Nier. A few klaf anasa me'or hanikra b'shem nir. Even a klaf is called a nir. In other words, even though in modern Hebrew we would call it a klaf, we wouldn't call it paper, you know. But in Lashon Chazal, nir means something that you write on. Me'ata ani omer sh'shem nir hu shem hakolo al kol minei niyoros. Haf shem chelukim b'dinei tuma. Yesh minir shem kabel tuba, yesh minir sheinim kabel tuba. Keinir m'loshen Rambam. Yedikti b'shodim kosev afalpi she'ein hanir m'kabel tuba. Kosev hei ha'yidiyah k'nos afalpi she'asak li me'osim min nir she'einim bar kabelas tuba. Afil hachim osim min apli m'kabel tuba. Dim kavanas haramim zal derech klal she'in shum nir mekabel tuma havalei laramim lichtov aval pi she'in nir mekabel tuma alavadei ramim lav klal l'kayel al kol minei nir v'davizim. Okay, so that's okay. So what's alavadei she'nir ma'atzim mekabel tuma? Page 3. We didn't get to the punchline yet, so don't worry. You didn't get a punch on you. Ah! Filhochi Hatruma. Okay, let's get. The first, the line that we have to get to is Mekabel Tuma. Mekabel Tuma. On page 3 in the supplement in the Shivas Tzion on the right side, first column on the right. 6 line. Yeah. The Mekabel Tuma Lamalu, yeah. The Chayr of Kochet Tzuchin Lamalu Chalik Ben Nir Lanir. Chol Anir Shalanu Shem Masa Levadim Him Mekabel Tuma. It is Masa Levadim like the Rambam says. But the chiddush is that it's not woven, but it's pressed. They used to take a big leaf, and then they would coat it, and that would be. So over there, a big leaf isn't even Maisa Levadim. Understand? Was if you take material, instead of weaving it, you smush it together, that's a near of our near. So that's called a beged, because a beged has to be woven. Not enough that it has a tzorah, but it has to be woven. And the chiddush is that even if it's not woven, but it's pressed together through small particles that are pressed together, that's also... But if, say, you didn't take little pieces and smush it together. You took a big leaf, and you coated it. So that's a near also. You coast them al alim shleiman. Me'alei ilonas nirakos al plivus eitzim shechlichu v'tzkinu osam. Moshem g'deinu k'dei sheikablu hadov yu ruim lichtov aleim. V'nir zeh k'enishu kibir yoso. Einu mekabel tuma she'ein bo maisa levad. So that's not called levadim. So that's the answer. That the Mishnah was talking about making a niyar from a leaf. That was the old style. So therefore, that's not levadim. So the only way it'll be kabbal tumah is if you make it into a receptacle. So then it's made into a receptacle. So then it's kabbal tumah because it has a base kibbul. Because to become kabbal tumah like the Noda Bihuda, it has to be a beged. So beged means two things: woven or levadim, has a din of woven, and it has to have a tzorach. So those are the two things. But the yaros of the Mishnah, when the yaros of were not levadim. So the Meila, since they were not levadim, then. So that's a different story. So that's the answer. That a near is mechabel tumah if it's a near. A near meaning our nears that are levadim. But if the near is not levadim, which is the near of the Mishnah, then it'll only be kabbal tumah if you make it into a base key. But because it's not a beged. A beged, again, it has to have tzorech and it has to have a maisa orig. And the chiddush of the Rambam is that levadim is keorig as well. But it has to come from smaller pieces that were put together either through the maisa orig or through pressing it together. Oh. So now you see Rav Moshe Feinstein. So where's Rav Moshe? She knows the packets. Right. Page 20. I remember when this volume came out. Just remember, I was at Nor Shakol in the Beis Medrash, summer of 81. And then somebody, Rabbi Yitzchak Tversky, brought Rabbi Willing a copy that came out for the first time. This volume. It says, La'etzim inyan kesem hanim tal niyar b'zeh ha'pligi ha'chronim v'anochom kano de Bihuda. He says, he thinks the Noda Bihuda is right. Now we have the Noda Bihuda was a problem. We thought we had him. But you're not going to get the Noda Bihuda on a Mishnah. So his son explained why his father's right. And Rav Moshe agrees. But Rav Moshe said one caveat for, he says, Avobaniyah Shalanu Shudak, Veloshaych Chav. You see, but those Nioros, even the ones that are the Noda Bihuda and the Avni Nezer and the Chassidrei Tar were arguing, were things that you reused. It was you take a niyar and you put it in the laundry. You did kibbutz to them. You understand? It was something reused. The niyar shalanu shudak v'lo shayich l'chapson, but our niyar is shvach. So he says, I think the Noda Bihuda is right, but really the halacha is like the Sidrei Tara, but not for the reason of the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara said it because because it's against the Mishnah. No, in the end, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Not because the Sidrei Tara is right, the Noda Bihuda is right. But the Noda Bihuda was talking about if it's a near that's reusable. You would clean it, you would, you know, like a washcloth. You clean it, you don't throw it. It's not a one-time thing. Because But a nir that we use for in the bathroom is one and done. That's a merciless thing. And even though I heard Rabbi Welcher, Shlita from Queens, said he remembers when Rabbi Moshe used to look at psalmim on like toilet paper. So assuming that it is Mekabel Tumah. So I asked that to Rabbi David in the sukkah, you know. So he said, you're right, in the beginning, that's what Rabbi Moshe did, but in the end, he was just matir without any pickpock because he held that you don't have to worry because you don't have to look at the color of this because it's in the Mekabel Tumah. Because even though Moshe Pazit like the Yehuda, the Niyaris of Mekabel Tumah, but that was the Niyaris that were reusable Niyaris. The Niyaris today are different. Okay, so that's the Yisod. So now you understand the Mishnayis, and you have the Tshuva of the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sidre Tara, and the Shiva Sion, and the Igros Moshe, and then there's a Chasim Sofer also. That said, where's the Chasim Sofer? Are you? 19? Yeah. So he says, he speaks about that also. And he says that sometimes when you do something, you code it in a certain way. If you do something to the thing that it's not even noticeable its original form, what it came from, then that's like Panim Chadashas Bolokan, and then you wouldn't view it as Lavata. Can't feel several pish to be in the name of, so you can't even tell where it's coming from. So that could be a different story, but it's part of Kadosh's Balkan because it was pulverized and reconstituted and things like that. So then it has to be noticeable of what the thing that it came from was. But here when you see a piece of paper, you don't see the pieces anymore. It doesn't look like what it was originally with the three. Rehash, so that's part of Kadosh's law. So then, it wouldn't necessarily have a din of Levadim for a different reason, not because it's not Levadim. So it could be that another Yehuda's right, Iker, or Moshe says his svarah that it's disposable. Chasam Sofer says it's bow part of Kadosh's bow lakan. So in the end, everyone's saying it's not Mekabel Tumah. Except the Sidre Tara said it on the old ones, so that another Yehuda argues with. But on the new ones of today, they're either Parim Kadoshes Bolotan or they're Omed Lazrika. They're not a begging. It's not a begging. So that's where Moshe's always sheeted not to make Kiddush on disposable and all the things and disposable is not the Kabbal Tumah and all these things. Okay, so we got through this. It's important you saw, but these are the steps of the. So, okay, so Bezer Shem on Monday, B'siyata Dishmaya, we'll continue.